How many bedrooms in that cool underground house of yours?
Well, that was the first one in 1975. The one that we have up in Angel's Nest will hold about 22 people, and we use it as a living laboratory so the world can come and see an actual sustainable building functioning on 100% sustainability, not 2% or 1%, but we have a 100% sustainable building that puts not one drop of pollution into the planet.
Okay, and then is also sort of eco-friendly, too, from how it receives heat and water? And
yes, in fact, this is the we produce our own energy, recycle our own waste, grow our own food, fuel our own vehicles, and do our own health care. We do 100%. We have no water. We have no electricity and a semi-desert that only gets 7 inches a year of rain. We live in ultra-luxury. We call this homeland security. We call it social security and health care because we need no one or anybody in a, like a five-star resort. So it's the only one of its kind in the world. We're about to build tens of thousands around the world very shortly.
And help me then, at least in your view, Robert Pillar, how big an area could that eventually grow to? How many people could live under those circumstances?
Well, the blessing is that we can be our own utility, our own sewage plant, our own everything. We don't need infrastructures anymore. A third world country like China could be equal to the U.S. if they build one of these structures. We have satellite communication. It's its own utility. It cleans its own sewage. In fact, our toilet water is near drinkable, and there's nothing for the sewage in our sewage water. Our sewage water is near drinkable. We use a Brazilian rainforest that runs off our 9 bathrooms that grows our own grocery store. And at 20 below zero, we are picking mangoes and papayas in the interior greenhouses. When we walk out of our bedrooms, we pick Kona coffee, lemons, Suriname cherries. So we have our own grocery store that is harvested by our bathrooms. We have a cistern. With only 7 inches a year of rain, we collect our water. And because we harvested 4 times, a 5,000-gallon cistern is equal to 20,000 gallons of water. And so it circles through the building in the gray water rainforest and the black water rainforest. And at the end of the cycle, there is nothing left for the septic or sewage. We harvest and use everything to its maximum output.
Well, and pardon me for being 10 here, but I mean, I'm good with the mangoes and the coffee and the cherries and the lemons, but tell me about almost drinkable toilet water. I may not have the ring to me that it does to you.
Well, what happens is that we observe the rainforest and the Everglades, and all we're doing is duplicating what nature already does. It's really your cleaning solution. We also use a spectral macro terrain technology. That an ounce of that goes into the toilet and it helps clean, and it's like Pac-Man cleaning up the bad things.
Okay.
And my life partner, Victoria, who has been the inspiration behind this, has said it must be sustainable, luxurious. It must be as equal to any home that's operating now or better, or the world won't accept it. And also, we can build these homes cheaper than any existing home. And with no utility bills the rest of your life, it's called ecolonomics, meaning ecology and economics blending to make a sustainable building that costs less so the world will accept it.
So, and that's Victoria, that's the woman that looks like a supermodel on your website?
Yes, that's my life partner. She has been a sustainable warrior all her life, and she's been the inspiration behind building sustainable structures around the world so the poorest of the poor can have a home that's 100% sustainable, meaning this: 90% of all the disease in the world basically comes from unpotable water. In our buildings, our wastewater is cleaned over and over again. So when we go to Africa or Indonesia or any of these countries, we can build a thermoceramic building that goes up in about a day. It's a cousin to the space shuttle material. It withstands a 3,000-degree torch, so it's fire-resistant, earthquake-resistant, hurricane-resistant, and water-resistant. And we put the shell up, which is the roof and the walls up, and then we put the sustainable systems in. So for a very inexpensive way of building, which what we do is we take the topsoil off, we use the land that's underneath it, we use sand or we can use rice ash, sugar ash, fly ash, or volcanic ash, mixing it in a brew that looks sort of like concrete. And within 15 minutes to 3 hours, it dries, and you have a sustainable building that anybody in the world can use, basically with the materials they're standing on. They don't have to ship all these materials thousands of miles, and that's where the costs are.
David, have you been to this home on the website?
Yeah, actually, I did a lot of the filming out there for them. I lived in one of Robert's solar and wind-powered homes out there while I was filming the year-and-a-half-long process they were building Angel's Nest. And Angel's Nest, just for people to understand and define sustainability, is using solar panels and state-of-the-art wind turbine generating systems to produce its electricity. They have a giant plasma screen, TV, computers, washer and dryer. I mean, you're not suffering at all living in a building like this, but it is 100% off the grid, which is very, very useful in situations like we have in Florida when we have these huge disasters. Our power is centralized to a nuclear power plant or a coal power plant, et cetera. And when that line is severed, you know, millions of homes go without power. But when you have your own power and your own water, you don't rely on, you're decentralized. It also makes it harder for terrorists. If terrorists were to poison our water supplies with a virus or, you know, another type of weapon of mass destruction, literally a mutated Ebola or smallpox virus in the water, they would have to go to every single home and insert it into the cistern. So this type of a home makes you, it protects you from terrorism. You are not vulnerable to lead and other contaminants that get in a lot of our water supplies. And then also you have your own power, and Robert even put up a tower for wireless internet. So you have cable TV, wireless internet, huge TV. You have everything everybody else has. And when you live in one of these homes, I mean, I lived in one for, you know, a year and a half out there working. You're not suffering. I mean, there's no suffering. You get everything that everyone in the city enjoys, and you just start to ask yourself, oh my God, if solar power works this good and wind power combined, why do we need to be using coal and nuclear and all of these fuels that are producing huge climate change and catastrophe? I mean, global warming to, you know, producing more and more hurricanes and more, here we are having tornadoes completely out of season.
Right. It is a very late in the season. Well, you've got me convinced. I would just give you the suggestion on the brochure. I just wouldn't put the drinkable toilet water thing on the front page. I might put that like page 4 or 5 in the pitch.